Notice Psalm 105, verse 37. Say he brought them out with silver and gold, that's wealth. There was not one feeble person among them, that's health. So notice there, wealth and health in 3 million people, God made it possible. And so I want to talk to you today about wealth and health. They both belong to you. The body of Christ, when I came in the body of Christ 44 years ago, they didn't want to even talk about, I didn't hear nobody talking about wealth and prosperity in our Baptist setting. Good people, but nobody ever am at prosperity and wealth. So the same thing with health. We're coming into understanding and knowledge how the enemy have been robbing us of our health, and that we're supposed to have wealth and health all the days of our lives, especially those of us who are studying and want what God wants for us and want to do what God wants to do. And I know a lot of people listening to me today that really love God. I've met a lot of people who really love God, attend to the word, follow after the things of God. So there's no reason you shouldn't be wealthy and healthy. I use it in that term. Health is more important than wealth, but one, both is important. But the Bible brought it like the wealth for you. He brought them out with silver and gold. There was not one feeble person among them. And then in James, the question was asked, is any sick among you? Now, I always thought about that. Why would he ask that question? Is any sick among you? It means it's possible there can be a setting where no one is sick. Well, I'm aiming high for the church that I pastor, Word of Life Christian Center, that I can get every young, middle-aged, L-age, reversing sickness and disease with a repaired body. I believe it can happen. And so by the grace of God, I'm believing and trusting God for you and all who are connected to Elvin Christian Wood Ministries.